over the hill but still feel like a baller? Welcome home, friends. Join Mike and Lee as they bring you the most entertaining stream of consciousness you can imagine. Grab a drink and stay off the f***ing lawn. This is the Old Man League.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man League, episode number 22. My name is Mike, and I am here, as always, with my main man, Lee.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am not bad.
Yay.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, it's good to talk to you again.
Always like it when we both show up.
And we're here.
That's showing up to have the battle.
That's all we can offer. As always, this episode is brought to you by Tailgate 365, the site for stuff you like. And you can check that out at tailgate365.com to read some interesting content by the two of us, as luck would have it.
Yeah, the written form of whatever this is.
Yes. Is there a written form of old man stuff, or is that just like the Bible or something?
Meh, just meh.
you can find Lee and I on the social medias at the Old Man League to know when we're going live and chat with us. And as always, you can call or text us, which we absolutely love and don't get enough of, at 720-443-3674. And like I like to mention every single week, we have a Discord server that's growing all the time where we chat all day about just about everything that you can think of. As a matter of fact, we got a new member this last week, Lawfully Good Gaming, that I realized is probably the youngest person on the Discord. I don't know if you picked up on
that. Yeah, we didn't check IDs at the door on that one.
No, and that's okay. I mean, he's a guy that I've interacted with on Twitter, and I think Twitch at some point. Super good guy. I mean, he obviously, what's weird, and I guess this is a good selling point for us, is that if he didn't say how old he was, I really wouldn't have thought about it because he fits right in.
Oh, he's curmudgeon-y enough for us.
He's great. He loves beer. He loves games. He talks. He just seemed to slide right in. And then when he said how old he was, I was just like, holy shit, dude, I've got a kid your age.
I don't even remember his age, honestly.
He's 25. And that's okay.
No, I mean, I don't remember my time in my life at his age.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the last thing I remember at 25 is I was excited about car insurance.
Which we couldn't afford.
Right. So anyway, there's a testimony. Everybody, thank you, Lawfully Good Gaming, for being there. But anybody can fit in with us.
Yeah, we're easy, flexible. We are what you need.
So what are you drinking tonight, buddy?
Well, it's stout season, as you know. So I've got a mango White Claw.
That seems to make perfect sense.
Yeah, you know. No, it's been one of those weeks of maybe overindulging a little bit.
Okay.
It was really shitty out Sunday, and I went to the grocery store and just bought a lot of comfort food, including a big box of brownies with cookie.
Oh yeah.
On top, and I may have eaten the entire container myself over the past 3 days. I figured we'll cut back a little bit and not have a 300 calorie milk stout tonight.
Just sitting around watching some Lifetime movies, eating brookies and drinking White Claws.
It's Christmas season on this Lifetime or Hallmark, whatever the hell it is now.
Isn't it always? I don't know. It's either that or chicks murdering their husbands and getting away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you have, sir?
I actually have one of my favorites that I picked up a sixer of this last weekend, the old Left Hand Brewing Peanut Butter Milk Stout.
I don't think I've had that one. I love their milk stout. So good.
It's so good. Yeah, the normal milk stout's good. The peanut butter is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of sad because fall beers will be gone soon. And then I love fall beers. I love Oktoberfest. But I do find that if I don't mix it up, they're so clean, but they're just boring in a good way. And if I don't throw something in there in the middle of it, I just like, oh, God, another one. It just feels like calories at that point.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I mean, I think that we touched on this a little bit, I want to say last episode, but I'm not a fan of Christmas beers. So this is a bummer for me.
No, we didn't. You were going to talk about that.
Oh, really? Okay.
You wanted to talk about that. And I didn't know that's the direction we were going to go.
I don't like them. I mean, maybe I just haven't had the right one, but I'm just not a big fan of like that spicy, you know, forward kind of flavor in my beers, I guess.
Now, see, I like that, where you get like the cinnamon and nut. It's like a winter warmer.
Okay.
Kind of where, not a lot of them are called. So yeah, it's like cinnamon, nutmeg. Yeah, I mean, I could see being turned off really easily. I definitely like some of the milder of those, but yeah, it's a good style. I'm not there yet. It's got to get colder, but I mean, it's interesting, the whole pumpkin season theme, because it's kind of the same sort of ingredients.
You're right.
But the beers get darker and more of that like English dark ale style. So, but yeah, we're coming. But no, I didn't know you didn't like them, man. But you didn't like IPAs either. You're coming around. So
that's true. And maybe it's just a matter, just like IPAs, of me just not finding the one that I like.
And again, you live in Colorado, so I'm pretty sure you can find something you like.
Well, you know, until they shut us all down, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, a weekly reminder, Extra Life is coming up. I want to give you guys a huge pat on the back. Crossed over the $2,000 raised amount this week.
So Yay!
So yeah, you guys are killing it. I still have to make my donation. I'm thinking I'm leaning towards you braiding your beard and dipping it in hot sauce.
Okay.
So that's coming up. I have 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah, it's November 7th, so it's actually a week and 2 days or something like that. You know, I was considering making two offers for donations. So I don't remember what I said I would do for the whole beard braiding thing.
I think you said 40 you'd braid it, 50 you'd braid it and dip it in hot sauce.
Yeah. I'll shave into a mohawk for the right price.
What is that price?
I don't know. What do you think is fair? I mean, it's not your head, so I'm sure you're like, I don't fucking care, but...
What? $51? Sounds reasonable.
51?
You don't see anybody.
Yeah. I'll $51. I'll shave my head into a mohawk. I'll post a before and after picture, too, to prove that I don't even have a fresh haircut. I'm actually in need of a haircut, so.
Well, that'll take care of most of it.
$51, I'll do it. And then for $50, bearded, braided beard dipped in hot sauce.
With a mohawk. All right. Okay. $100 and some dollars and I'm good. All right, cool. Yeah, so guys, check it out, please. It's extra-life.org. Search for the team, The Old Man League, and you'll find these extraordinary gentlemen. Yeah, we're getting closer. So any new developments and what you guys plan on playing or any news? I know you guys have some new games coming out. So will any of these new things be a part of it?
You know, I'm not sure. It's unfortunate, the timing. The new Call of Duty comes out the week after Extra Life. So I'm not sure. I think we're still, myself, Short Bus, and Mr. Hustler are still sort of planning what we're going to do. I know that... my wife and I plan on playing a whole ton of Call of Duty together because that's her jam. So we'll see. It's kind of a more to come situation. I'm still trying to figure out. I plan on streaming a good bit of it. I know we're going to stop probably, I don't know, early evening because that's when our family D&D session is. So that also counts towards Extra Life. They encourage you to play like board games or cards or whatever you want. You're just doing some sort of gaming that day. So for 4 or 5 hours, I'll be playing D&D, and then I'll go back to good old video gaming.
Excellent. So I got to ask, was the wife, was she good at Call of Duty before this, or is she, is it the Battle Royale style, or was it Call of Duty?
Was she good at Call of Duty before, like, the Battle Royale stuff?
Well, I mean, it's been the running joke that she carries you in this game.
Yes.
So... was it just a Call of Duty thing, or like what was she always good at this game?
Yes. Yeah. So okay. when I met her, she was already a gamer. Like that was the game that she played was Call of Duty, and she's always been really good at it. As a matter of fact, her and I, that's what we started playing together was Call of Duty, and she's just good at it because, unlike me who, you know, I'm always chasing the shiny object, she buys Call of Duty and plays the shit out of it until the next one, and, you know, rinse and repeat. But this time, she got hooked on Battle Royale games when I got her to try PUBG a few years ago, and she really liked it. And then the last Call of Duty had, I think it was called Blackout. She loved that. That was Battle Royale. And then Warzone, they said that even though there's going to be a new Call of Duty coming out, they're keeping Warzone its own thing. So the new Call of Duty won't have its own Battle Royale. They'll just keep updating Warzone to be like, I don't know, whatever it is. So
the ATM machine that it is.
Oh, man. Yeah. And she loves it. And I'm not even joking when I say she's just good at it. Like the other night, this last weekend, her and I were working on, they have this Halloween event going right now. And they have a thing where you, if you open these crates at different locations, you can, you know, you have a chance to like get some Halloween shit or whatever. And so we spent the weekend getting all those things, and we got a win along the way. We almost had a win last night. We got second. She's just good at it. I mean, I think I looked the other day, she's got like 52 wins or something like that, which I'm sure, you know, there's people out there that have a ton more than that, but I guarantee you that the rest of us combined don't have that.
Yeah, we're not one of those people.
No, we're not. She's just good at it.
Well, good. Okay. Well, all right. So, I've seen you guys talking about a ton of stuff, and it just flies right by me because I don't play any of it. So, what is on your radar? What's coming out? What are you guys involved in?
Yeah.
Catch me up.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to take this moment to just plug our Xbox Club that we have going again, and it's just called Old Man League, not the Old Man League, just Old Man League. It's on Xbox. I have it set to private just to prevent spam, but apply to it. We'll let you in. You can find other like-minded gamers. We're starting to use it for sort of a looking for group kind of function, post your highlights, all that crap. One of the things that we as a group have been playing is PGA 2K21, which it's a golf game, and we're having fun with it. We actually just started our second season this week, so we have a league going. So if any of you guys out there are interested in joining that, we play on Xbox, and we'd love to have you. That's definitely one of them. The guys are unhappy with me on that, but that's okay.
What have you done?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about this year's game, but I just kick ass. Like I'm not being an asshole.
Did they remove putting? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what they did. I dominated last season. Like the first season, I think I won every single event except for one.
Damn, dude.
Well, I don't know what it is. They changed something, and some of the guys are pissed about what they changed. I love it. So
I should try this game again.
It's better, in my opinion. Like, yesterday was I did my round for the first, for the second season here, rather. I shot 18 under total, and I had two eagles. On my first hole, I had an eagle, and that's what I posted a video of, and they were just like, you know, God damn it. Here we go. I don't know.
Dude. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting change because I remember we played 20,
we
right?
Did.
And I wanted to destroy that game. So it was fun. It was just the putting was maddening until you just did it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I'm not built to do it over and over and over. So, I'm happy for your success.
Yeah, thanks. It's the only thing I'm good at. So, yeah.
Excellent.
I know some of the guys have been playing the Division 2, Tom Clancy's Division 2.
Okay.
I know they group up a good bit on that, which is nice to see. A lot of us individually play Warzone. We haven't really played much together, which I would love to do. And one of the big ones that some of the PC players have been playing is that Conan Exiles. Johnny has a server that he runs and maintains, and we've all had a lot of fun with that. So I can't really think of much else that we've been doing collectively. I don't know. We're kind of at that weird time because the new consoles are about to come out. So I don't know.
Give me a little bit on that. So I see that you guys are talking about the new consoles.
Mm-hmm.
I never buy these things early because why?
Right.
So what is the trend? Like give me the 10,000 foot view of the new Xbox and PS whatever. So, like, what is getting better?
PS whatever.
I don't even, I honestly, 5, 6?
It's 5.
12? Okay.
I mean, the hardware is definitely better. They're going to, you know, a lot more speed. They're basically making, I know the Xbox specifically, it's becoming more of like a gaming computer, like we're getting there. It's, you know, going to support higher resolution, so it's very 4K friendly. That's one of the big things. I mean, technical specs, I really haven't looked into it that much, but I know that it's just supposed to be a much more powerful machine focused on graphics. And I want to say that they were making them so that you could upgrade parts of it. I don't remember if that's true, though. I know at one time that that was a thing. I do know that one of the things that's kind of pissing people off is you can't use an external storage device for the new games on this console. You have to use, well, okay, I said that wrong. You can't use your own external storage device. You have to use the one that they sell. And what, right. Well, where that becomes fuckery is it's extremely overpriced. Like I can go on Amazon and get the same thing for like a third of the price. So the caveat is, I guess, I have an external on my Xbox One right now, right? It's like a 2 gig external. All my games are on it. It's great. I can use that on the new Xbox, but only to play older games. Any new generation game, you have to use their hard drive.
Okay.
So I know the consensus with the guys right now is I think they're kind of waiting and, you know, doing a wait and see thing. And I mean, I think the shitty thing is I want to say that the new console, it doesn't come with much storage. Like they were joking that you can only download like a couple games to it using the built-in storage. So they put you into this position where they kind of force you to need an external drive. And then they're like, oh, hey, look, we happen to have our own that you can only use. So I don't know.
I hate that shit.
I hate it too.
Oh,
so yeah, we'll see.
I never get these things early. See, my problem right now is that we had a slumber party for one of my daughters, and I think one of her friends stole the remote to my big TV in the basement.
Ooh.
So I can't use any of the on-demand features or any of the cool channels on my television. So I have to use the Xbox right now. So I need this thing to keep being maintained and let me have my Disney Plus and my Netflix and, you know, because there's no way in hell I'm buying this new Xbox for years. I think I bought a refurb the last time.
What,
so
what kind of kids are you having over that they're stealing?
I don't
shit?
Know, man. I fed them well. We had a Nerf fight. And then the next day I look up and my remote is gone. And I've looked everywhere and it's really maddening.
Your car's on bricks. The remote's gone.
We've had that happen. So it's kind of hits me close to home.
Actually, I remember that. That's why I said it.
Okay. Well, I mean, at some point I'll probably get it. But yeah, I will never be like the high-end PC gaming guy.
Right.
So what's like the price range of these things now?
Man, I'd have to look. They have a I don't know off the top of my head, full disclosure, but I know that they have a version that's digital only, so it doesn't come with a disc drive, which that's probably what I would get. I don't buy physical games anymore. And then they have the one that does have the drive. I want to say the one with the drive is like $4.99, and then the other one, I don't know. It's like $3.99 or something like that. Those are the two differences. I could see us getting them. I just don't know when. It's going to be up to her, honestly. Like, if she feels like upgrading, we probably both will. But, like, my stance sort of is, if I can play, you know, cross-generational or even cross-platform with what I have right now with one of my friends that might have the new Xbox, then I probably won't care for a while, you know?
Right.
So between that and I have a good gaming PC, I probably won't care, really, until that one game comes out that can only be played on the new console.
Yeah. So make your old units smoke.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
My old one's hanging on, though. I have a launch unit right now, and the drive hasn't worked for years. So it's still chugging along, though. I mean, I don't have a reason to upgrade right now.
All right. Me neither.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, good.
I mean,
so,
I mean, you did just get a Switch, so you sort of have a new console.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know how much that gets played?
I don't know.
No, I it's in a bad spot where it charges, so I forget about it. But I do. I love that thing. So I need to get on there and get more and do more.
Do things.
Do anything.
I still desperately want to have a Mario Kart League with us, the guys.
That would be amazing. Now, does the Switch allow for competitive, you know, like you and I playing a game together?
Yeah.
I know. I look at the old stuff. I wanted to play Tecmo Bowl, but I don't think they support it in those.
No.
So the new games, you can, though.
You can do it in Tecmo Bowl, too. Like, you and what? Me could. Yeah, you and me could play Tecmo Bowl right now.
Dude, turn us off.
You just have to have the. You have to use the Nintendo Online thing, which we have. So as long as you have that, you can play others. And I'm positive that Tecmo Bowl is one of them.
Why are we not doing this yet?
I know.
Okay. All right. That's happening like soon.
Don't you remember I volunteered to set up a Tecmo Bowl league for all
I
of
thought
us?
You did, but then I thought and I went and looked at it and I didn't see any settings for doing that. But that doesn't mean anything. So yes, I would gladly do that.
Yeah, there's no settings. I would have to manage it myself, but I would do it.
Okay. Excellent. So, love it.
Okay, so here's your job then. Convince the others that we should have a Tecmo Bowl league and a Mario Kart league, and I'll fucking do it.
Okay. I don't have Mario Kart, but yeah, I'll do it. Sure.
Anything.
Okay. Now, are all those old Nintendo games? I mean, you can do that with all those games that are multiplayer?
I don't know the answer to that. I only know Tecmo Bowl because I remember seeing that and going, holy shit, we can play Tecmo Bowl with our buddies. Like, okay. I vividly remember as a kid going to my friend's house and we would sit there all day and just play through, like, he used to track a league just using pen and paper where, you know, okay, Mike, it's your turn. And we'd sit there and I'd play my game or something and then he would track it. And then when it's time to play your buddy versus the computer, then we would sit there and just, I mean, we did that shit all the time.
Back in my day,
yeah,
we had pen and paper fantasy leagues.
Dude, did you ever do that? The newspaper fantasy leagues?
Yes, there was the National?
Yes.
I think was a newspaper that was out, sports paper.
Yep.
And oh god, yeah, I remember reading stats every single day.
Yep.
And I delivered newspapers, so it was made it really easy to have them. God, yes. I miss looking at stats and being that into stats. I mean, it's so easy now. I can sit there and look at any stat in the history of anything.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time on my phone. But
we're spoiled.
I don't know. It was just something about that back in the day, seeing who the RBI leaders were, or, you know, Jose Oquendo had 3 hits last night. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I was in a fantasy league when I was a teenager with my neighbor. They used to hang out with my parents, and we were all in this fantasy football league, and the neighbor, the guy, he was the commissioner. So I remember the Denver Post would put out fantasy football stats. And so he would go through after the games on Monday and, you know, by hand do everybody's stats or whatever. And then we would find out Tuesday how our teams did. You know, and this was all fucking pen and paper. And he would just tell us, you know, he'd come over and be like, you got this many points, you beat so-and-so. And then you could do waivers and all that shit. It was more like a, God, what do you call it? Like an auction league. So we bought players, you know what I mean? You had a salary or whatever, but fuck yeah, dude, we did all that through pen and paper.
So basically like FanDuel.
Is it too soon to talk about that?
For those of you who don't know, this maybe billion-dollar company, for the past 3 weeks on NFL Sundays has had horrible stat issues.
Mm-hmm.
The first weekend, almost no game. No, I think, yeah, nothing would update. So you're watching, and which really sucks because you can do 1 o'clock games with a late switch. Or, one, you know, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, late switch.
Right.
Well, if you don't know what place you're in or how your guys are doing or checking up on the news, you can't do anything. Why, you know, and it's like, and then the next week, it's our stat provider. Okay. Then they give you a free entry into a $1 million tournament or some bullshit and a partial refund. Next weekend, it happens again. And then last week, they had 1 or 2 games where it was delayed for a while. And I'm like, this is the one thing you do. You host sports betting. And you have one stat provider.
It's insane.
And it was funny because I went to Twitter and there's a guy who, what you just said, he put a spreadsheet together of all of his players. It was like, here's how I'm doing right now. Why is this so hard, FanDuel? So, yeah, I don't understand how a company that big with that much money, bringing in that much money every single weekend, every day, could ever have multiple outages of the same problem and not have a backup stat company or do it yourself.
And how has somebody from Vegas not come over to break your kneecaps by now?
Oh, God. Yeah, so that's been pissing me off. And so now it's going to be interesting. We have in Maryland, we've got sports gaming on the ballot
okay.
in November. So I think we're like the only state around this whole region that doesn't have it. So I'm hoping it passes.
We just got it.
So you can do it through all the apps and everything.
Mm-hmm. We just got – well, so we could always do – we always had the ability to do that, like FanDuel and DraftKings and all that shit. But we just added like – what you just said. So I could do the MGM thing. I can go to whatever casino here if I want to, and there's sports books. They have these little automated machines where you can place bets and shit. So yeah, we can do the full thing now here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it passes. And the big thing for us is because the horse racing is just, it needs something to supplement that at the tracks and be able to go and bet on sports while you're watching the races. It's kind of a big thing. And we have, you know, our casinos took off huge here. So, you know, to be able to have that, so you don't have to go to Jersey or anywhere else, would be awesome. So.
You know what? You just made me think of something. The next time we have a get-together, which we're going to do sometime, we have to make sure that there's a fucking horse track nearby. Because you know how much fun we would have drinking all day and just placing stupid-ass bets?
Oh, the stories I could tell you, buddy. Preakness was not a fun event for sobriety.
Oh,
back in my day.
I bet. See, I've never been to a big one.
Dude, it is the white trash event of, like, you think of horse racing as like this really nice, fancy event. You see the Kentucky Derby, it's, you know, most years it's the first race. It's all the stars and, you know, it's this rich, glamorous event and the bourbon's flowing and everyone's got their beautiful hats and all that. And then you get to Baltimore.
It's like a NASCAR race, but with horses.
So it used to be, back when I was in college, we would send pledges early to go mark out space. So you would cross the track. It was a free-for-all. Like, it was the infield. Once you were on the infield at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, you were on. And then you weren't leaving until end of the Preakness, you know, the head race.
Okay.
And it was bring your own anything, coolers, and you would just walk around and just grab beers. And there were porta-pot races where – you know, it's a line of like, let's go on YouTube. If you look up Preakness anything, you'll find ridiculousness.
Okay.
People will start at one end of the porta pots, and it's probably like 15, 20 deep, and they've got to run the gauntlet. So people are throwing full beer cans at them while they're running on top of the porta pots trying to get to the end. I mean, just the debauchery like you can't even imagine. But now they've made it so you can't bring your own. They've got concerts and they've got tents and, you know, they've made it safer. Great. But no, back in the day, man, that was something like, it's hard to explain how just gross. It
sounds amazing though.
But no, you were right to be able to, once, you know, to sit around and make bets. And I told my wife, I said, I want to go do it once. Like, we got a little bit of money now. I want to go sit in the grandstand, get my fancy clothes on.
You're right.
And go watch the race like an adult. But no, I think, yeah, you guys, that would be great. I love it. Even if you just find stupid names and, you know, yeah, it'd be great. I love it.
We have to figure out like a brewery heavy area and just, I mean, spend an entire day just getting housed.
Well, Mike, I'm just saying, I have a Guinness plant and two horse tracks.
I'm in. Hey, I've been out there. I loved it when we went and walked around. I mean, when we were in the non, you know, wire places.
Mm-hmm. You made it home safe.
I had a great time, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. All right. So, well, segueing into sports, I guess the first thing is, fuck you, Justin Turner. like, baseball was like, like this close. My fingers are like as close as you can get them together. This right. close to making it through this thing. With the halo on their heads saying, we did it. We did this semi-bubble COVID thing. Dodgers win the World Series. And this schmuck, what's he do? He refuses to stay in the room, quarantined, goes out on the field, takes his mask off, sits next to his coach, who beat cancer, and is just breathing and laughing and having a good old time next to the trophy because he didn't want to sit in the room by himself.
What an asshole, man. Lee, I hate the goddamn Dodgers. I'm not real passionate about baseball, but I hate that team. I just always have.
Well, here's another reason.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean, this could have been an absolute disaster for baseball because if the Rays would have won that game, this Game 7 may not have been able to be played right. for God knows how long. I mean, the Dodgers can't leave Texas. This guy, they said Manfred was just blowing his top. You know, how do you're this close to having this thing just be perfect? And the shitty situation turned out as good as it possibly can. And then you have this. So, yeah, I was hoping the Rays would have pulled it out, but yeah, fuck the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think everybody here in Colorado could say the same thing. At least they get the asterisks, I guess, but still.
Yeah. So, all right, there's our baseball wrap up.
Yeah, there we go.
So I thought we could check in on our preseason predictions.
I like it.
And I think if just to kind of set the tone to see where this is going to go, I'm just going to read you one team's prediction to show how good we are at our jobs.
Okay, I love it.
We're going to start with the Dallas Cowboys.
God, this is the one that I'm just...
I'll just read our comments.
Yeah, just go.
This team is flat out stacked. The addition of McCarthy brings a Super Bowl pedigree to the sidelines. And then we have another person here. This will anger a few people, but Dallas is going to be good. As in, potentially Super Bowl good. Wah, wah.
Yeah, I mean... And you know, sadly, you and me can't even hide behind the whole Dak thing because they just weren't good before that. So,
I let's look at our whole division here. So I had Dallas, Philly, New York, Washington. You had Dallas, Philly, New York, Washington. Okay, so Philly.
I mean, we were close, but
Philly's
look,
just ew.
Does it help us
at
all?
I really think, man. Well,
no, does it help us at all that Philly's leading the division at 2-4? 2-4-1?
That's probably our closest pick to the top.
Yeah.
I really don't think the Washington football team – I watched them against Dallas. They've got a good pass defense, and defense is not bad. They've got some things to work out, but I think they could be doing it right. New York, dude – what do you say about that team?
They're just not good.
That's beyond not good. Daniel Jones is just a pile of flaming dog shit. I mean, after that run last week, dude, hang it up. Yeah, it's...
Look, as much as I like Saquon, because I really do, this is why you don't spend big on a running back. This is just why you don't do it.
Yeah, there's just nothing else. Like, he only beats Washington. So... And that's not happening anymore. But, yeah. So.
What a division.
Yeah, that's a mess. I mean, another one that we haven't hit perfectly, the NFC North. So I went Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit. You had Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago. Boy, did we kind of sleep on the Bears. I mean, we agree that this wasn't a 5-1 team. And the offense showed it against the Rams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're still up there. For me, the big thing – I mean, look, Minnesota's garbage. They're blowing it up. You know, we got Ngakoue. That's freaking awesome. I mean, what do you think about Minnesota? Like, what is going on?
I mean, the only thing that I can think at this point because it – I mean, you know, I know that people throw around the word tanking quite a bit. But I wouldn't say they're tanking, but they're definitely not going to do anything to stop themselves from losing. I just get that feeling. Like, Cousins sucks. Like I had some faith in him. I really thought that they were going to put it together with some of the talent they had, and he's just not good. So to me, they're behaving like a team that's looking for a top 10 pick at this point.
Yeah, they're stripping it for parts.
Yes, they are. And
what I read was the other owners know this, or other GMs know this, and they're not making lowball offers.
Right.
I think there's not many parts there that people want, you know, Thielen and a few others, but they're not going to get the value that they think they're going to get because they know how desperate they are. And their payroll is ridiculous.
And they're in trouble. They really are. I mean, I like Dalvin Cook, but he's got such a health problem all the time, it seems like. They're in trouble. They really are. Like I know that they banked on Cousins and it's not working at all.
No, it's a hot, hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Aaron Rodgers, that boy's playing angry.
Angry and motivated.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Adams had a career day. I mean, I don't know if this is going to translate into the playoffs, but he is slinging it right now. He did not like having a bad game.
No. And, you know, a lot of people don't like him. I like him, and I like his swagger, and I like that he just – I like athletes that are a little bit cocky, but they just will do what they have to do to prove you wrong. Like, I'm not putting him in the same category, but just his attitude reminds me a little bit of Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, he has that, okay – you're going to say I can't do this. You know, he's a little bit of a smartass to the media, but then he just goes out and fucking destroys people.
Right.
So I love it.
And that division is not that hard this year. So they're going to rack up wins fairly simply this year.
No. Props to the Bears, though, man. Jeez, they're playing well.
I don't know. That offense is not looking great. But we'll see. I mean, they banked a couple wins. So, you know, in a year of expanded playoffs, who knows? You know, we got a couple more. You know, you never know. 7-8 wins might do it. But on to the South. So I had the Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers. You had Bucks, Saints, Falcons, Panthers. So
we're close.
I think we were close on this one. And yeah. This thing's a toss-up till the end. The Saints aren't really looking all the best. Michael Thomas – who knows what's going on there? But Tampa Bay, man, they're clicking at the right time, and you know, you're adding Brown. That's a toy at this point. That's an unneeded toy.
Well, that it's needed now, right? Well, Godwin's out.
Yeah, but he's like a week or two, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and it's funny because you see now what kind of sway Brady has here that he may not have had up north. Because.
Mm-hmm.
You know this happened because he wanted him. Because Arians has said in the past, I do not want this guy in my clubhouse.
Right.
But Tommy Football must have spoken. So Atlanta, they're just Atlanta.
They're okay. So again, though, I'm getting the feeling that they've just mailed it in. Like, I don't even mean now. I mean from the beginning of the season. I get that. You know, they've had some heartbreaking shit or whatever. They're just not good. I mean, they're not playing well. They're not good. I'm honestly shocked that we haven't seen more players traded from them yet. I don't even know when the trade deadline is. Do you?
No, I don't know anything anymore. No.
Yeah. I don't know. They're just not a good team.
No. Now Carolina, that's something different. Bridgewater, he's looking good.
Yeah.
That we both talked about it. We like the guy. We're happy for him. I think, you know, Matt Rhule, he's the guy for that offense. So I think they're going to be okay. You know, sitting at 3-4 right now. I mean, it's going to come together. It might not be now, but it's going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, out west, I went San Fran, Seattle, Arizona, L.A., you had San Fran, Seattle, Arizona, LA. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, if you look at the records, we're really not that far off.
No, I mean, they're either 4 or 5 win teams across the division.
Yeah.
So, the Seahawks, man, I could watch Russell Wilson throw teardrop passes all day long.
He's so good.
It is unbelievable what that man can do 50 yards away with the perfect angle, slope, distance, speed, everything. It is unbelievable. But hey, the Cardinals, they're, I mean, you said it. Like you said they're going to overtake San Francisco, and they could, or they might do it. It's just I don't know. Kyler Murray, I love watching him. I think it's great. Hopkins has been just what they needed. So suck it, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, what an idiot. Yeah, and I mean, I think the first thing I wrote was I picked San Francisco, and the first thing I wrote in this division was this division is going to be something else, and it is. It's going to be a race the entire year.
Yep.
I love
and
it.
You've got, and it's all over the board about what's good about these teams, right? Seattle's got no defense. LA's got a great defense. Arizona's got a little bit of both. You know, San Fran, they're just so banged up. You don't know what they've got anymore. But if they can keep Garoppolo healthy, you know, it's not a good year to be a Niners running back. And those guys, it's like, have a good game, out.
Isn't it weird to say to yourself, Seattle does not have a good defense? Like, right. It just doesn't feel right to say it.
Right. They've given up 172 points. I mean, so that's by far the most in the division. I mean, look, it's not horrible when you look at some other teams in the league, but for a team that should be that good, you know, the offense is certainly carrying them. I mean, they score a ton of points. That game the other night was great. And I hate overtime night games, but I stayed up and watched that one because it was just that good.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's switch over to the AFC.
Do we have to talk about the AFC?
I'd rather talk about it now before the Ravens get curb stomped by the Steelers this weekend.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you do it.
We haven't gotten our division yet. All right. In the East, I had New England, Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets.
You had
Buffalo, Miami, New England, and the Jets. So you're looking a little better than I am at this point.
I nailed it so far. I'm spot fucking on.
You are spot on. And I really don't think the Patriots are going to turn this thing around. So, you know, I hope the Bills. I hope this is their year. And
me too.
But Miami, such a weird transition. You know, Fitzpatrick was playing well. I mean, he was being himself, right? I'm not going to say he was lighting the world on fire, but the team wasn't bad. He wasn't the reason they were losing. So, but Tua, it's his squad now. And, I mean, he looked good in spot duty when he came in. So I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he's, you know, healed up and is doing well. So, you know, what do you think about the overall look of this division?
You know, it's not great, but I think that, I think it has potential for sure. It's nice to see a shift in the power. The only thing that I will say for the Patriots is that, yes, I know that they're missing a lot of players because of COVID and whatever, but truthfully, I really don't feel like it would have made much of a difference. They're just, Cam's not it. And I don't, and they are hopefully now, and I say hopefully because I was so tired of watching them reign over the fucking league for this long. I hope they're caught in football hell like the rest of us are normally. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to ask you this on when we were talking about the NFC. What is your opinion as of right now? Who hurts without the other more? Brady or Belichick?
At this moment right now, I think it's Belichick.
Easily.
He's hurting. Right? But he's shown he can build a roster with nothing. I don't think Cam is right. I don't know if it's COVID. I mean, people are saying, you know, he looked like trash, right?
Yes.
But the guy had COVID-19. And we don't know what that did to him.
Right.
But he did not look like himself. So I'm not ready to write him off yet, but he's certainly not the answer long term for that team. And I'm with you. I wish a 100-year black winter on that team.
Yes.
Like just let it, you know, it suffer. You've had your chance. Go home. Get out of the way, and let's move on. But no, Brady's and look, he's got a lot of toys, but once he starts, you know, these guys are getting back into rhythm, and you know, Gronk, he's starting to get himself together. He was blocking all beginning of the season, and now he's starting to catch some touchdowns and get back in the feel for things and kind of get that flow. And I think they're going to be very dangerous as the season goes along.
Yeah. I mean, Lee, we'll get to it, but my Denver Broncos walked into New England and beat them. That should tell you everything you need to know about that team.
Yeah, with field goals.
with all field goals.
How good did that feel? Like, even if your season's just going to shit, your team went into Foxborough and beat them on field goals.
There's a few games that honestly, like, I can handle. I mean, I'm going to handle a losing season. That's just what I'm looking at. But there's a few that I'm like, okay, if we can get this one and this one, I won't feel as bad. You know, you get to the point where you're not any more rooting for your team. You're more rooting against other teams. And that's right. Where I'm at. And this was damn sure one of those moments.
Right.
I loved it. You know what I love is that Belichick, we are one of the teams that he has a losing record against.
No shit.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
And Cam Newton has never beaten us. Ever.
Well, he's just terrified of you.
Yeah. We broke him. What can I
say? You broke him.
Yeah.
All right. Over to the North. And I'm blaming this on you.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because you said that you thought Cleveland was more talented than Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I think they read that, and I think they got pissed.
I gave them some bulletin board material.
Yes.
Okay.
So not only are they beating everyone, they took Cleveland by the throat and just popped their head off.
But I wasn't far. Neither one of us were far off on our predictions.
Look, okay, we'll start from the bottom up.
That's hilarious.
Joe Burrow is legit, right?
Oh, he's good.
I mean, he's good. This team, they're going to build themselves into a contender. Because he's just too good not to. They have to really bangle this thing up.
Well, here's my asterisk. I don't mean to interrupt you. If they don't get him killed, they can't have him throwing 40 times a game every time.
Oh, my God, dude. The Ravens stole the life out of that kid. I felt bad. Like, they were destroying him.
You just can't do it. I mean, he's legit, but if they have him throwing 40 to 50 times every game, he's going to get killed.
Yeah, and their run game is banged up, so they got Gio Bernard starting now. They've got to figure out something because he can't keep taking these hits against the defenses in this division. Oh, my God. So, yeah, up to Cleveland, you know, Baker's just got to beat good teams. Yeah. It's the same cycle.
Yep.
And, you know, Baker complains, go beat a couple shitty teams, lose to a good team, complain, go, you know, and, he started off, I think, 0 for 3 and then finished like 22 of 23 and they won. But again, you have to beat somebody decent.
Yep.
You beat Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and come talk to me. No, you got your ass whooped by both of them.
Right.
So I'm not sold on this team. And now Beckham's out for the season, so there's another weapon down. I do not understand how they can't get this thing together. You're right. There's so much talent, but it's just so inconsistent.
It really is.
Great. Okay, on to the South.
that was quick. You don't want to talk about you guys at all? Come on. Come on. You can't get off that easy.
I'm excited because this is the first time in probably 2 or 3 years that I feel like the rivalry means something again. And it's going to be exciting.
100%.
Because I watched this game last year with one of my best friends, lifelong Steelers fan, lifelong friend, because we didn't care, right? RG3 was starting quarterback. That's the only time we were able to watch a Steelers Ravens game. It's not that way at this time. I mean, this is going to be what it used to be. So it scares me because if I look at this like the playoff games where the Ravens get behind and they go into panic mode and they stop running and they pass it, well, you can't do it against Pittsburgh.
You're right.
So I think it's going to be a great game, or I think Pittsburgh makes it ugly because and it's not for lack of talent for Baltimore. It's a lack of having the balls to stick with the game plan. And, I mean, I think we're like 31st in passing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not great to start with. But Pittsburgh, man, they are so good. Watt, who needs his brother? I mean, this kid,
he's
destroying everybody.
You know, I look at this game this week between you two as, like, you know how they always have that first round in the Rocky Balboa movies where they have these two, you know, really just pumped up heavyweights, and, you know, they're expecting, like, one of them just to beat the other's ass, but they both come out and just beat the shit out of each other, and at the end of the round, they're just staring at each other like, you know, like nothing happened. That's what I expect this game to be. This game is round one of a heavyweight fight where we're not going to know what happens till the end. That's how I feel about this game.
Well, my only hope is that they just destroy Big Ben. They've got to get to him. They've got to hurt him. Look, our secondary is good, but those kids are fast. And I think if he holds the ball, especially with Ngakoue now, if he gets ingrained into this offense, mm-hmm. with him and Judon, just going at it. Just go get him.
Well, you know, here's how much faith I have in you is I'm taking Hollywood Brown off my bench, and he's going into my starting lineup this week. So,
see, thanks for throwing it.
I do. I feel like you guys are going to – my prediction, I think you guys beat the brakes off them this week. I really do. I think this is going to be a statement moment for your team. I do.
Wow. I don't know if I want to thank you or just tell you to shut up.
That's not any sort of jinxy bullshit at all. I wholeheartedly feel that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. So thank you. Thank you for your support.
Love you.
Love you. All right. On to the South. All right. I had Indy, Tennessee, Houston, Jacksonville. You had Indy, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville. You gave the Titans no love.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston, we should have seen this coming, right?
Well, I'll be honest. I got sucked into thinking that Watson could, you know, do most of it on his own. I really did.
Yeah, he can't.
He cannot. No, they're not a good team. They had an awful coach. Didn't set them up for much success, obviously. But they're in trouble for sure. I mean, they've looked better, but they're just not, they're not good.
Yeah. The top two, you know, Indy and Tennessee, it's going to be neck and neck all season, I think. I mean, the Titans got that smacked around by the Steelers. Other than that, had looked really good. Tannehill is, you know, could be MVP candidate. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. he's playing that well. The Colts they're just hanging around. They're just there, you know. Good defense. They don't give up a ton of points. And, yeah, I mean, I really think this division, the top two, the Jaguars are, you know, just are trash.
Yeah, they're bad.
But those two teams will be interesting to watch for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not – this division doesn't do much for me. You know, it just doesn't – it doesn't make it move.
It's a little boring. Yeah. A little bit. I do like Tennessee, though. And, honestly, I'll admit, I'm rooting for Tannehill. Like, I like seeing what he's doing. And the guy's putting up they compared it. He's putting up numbers over the last, like, I don't remember how many games they said, but it was like some window of like 18 games or some shit. He's doing better than Mahomes. And the guy is just, he's balling.
Mm-hmm.
If they blow it, though, it's going to be because of their coach. I just don't really believe in Vrabel. I just don't.
See, a lot of people think the opposite. I don't know. It's look, they beat us in the playoffs, so I really don't have much room to speak in this discussion. But,
yeah,
you know. Anyway.
All right. So I think that's it for football. Then,
no, we're going to bring up one more. There's another division in football. Oh. Do you know that?
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's head out west. So I had Kansas City, Denver. Mm. Las Vegas, Los Angeles. You had Kansas City, Denver, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Boy.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
Those Chiefs are something else, huh?
Yeah. You know, but we've talked about it a few times. They don't look invincible.
No, they don't. And truthfully, like, even when we played them this last week, our defense actually did not lose that game for us. I mean, the wheels came off at the very end, but there was a point in the game that, you know, if it weren't for a pick six and a fucking 102, you know, yard return touchdown, we were right there. Our defense was doing their job. So they're not invincible. And I'm even going to say this. I think they're leaning a little bit too heavily towards the running game now that they have Edwards-Helaire. I think they're going away from what made them so unstoppable last year.
Yeah, they are definitely running. And look, he's hard to stop. But yeah, they've got so many weapons. What always strikes me when I watch them play is how much space they can create in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
By moving guys around. And it's almost like when they need a play, they get a play. Mm-hmm. And there's just nothing you can do about it because Reed is going to find a way to scheme a guy open.
Yep.
So I just – but they're – you watch the teams and you watch the games that were close for them, including the loss, and it was – the exact opposite of the Ravens, where it was don't blitz, sit back, scout, watch, let him have time to think about it more instead of just reacting. And it's slowing them down.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe to your point, it's that they're running more. But, you know, Reed's going to figure this out. I mean, he's not, you know, it's not like they stink. I mean, this team got one loss.
Right.
But it's just not, it just doesn't have that same feel of the Chiefs team we expected this year.
No, not at all. And even though they only have one loss, they had a couple that really could have gone the other way. And, you know, it's here's the one reason why if you forced me right now to pick the best team in the AFC, I don't even think Kansas City would be in the top three. Honestly, I would put Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee above them. And here's why. I think that they're eventually when a defense watches what we did last week, we got to Mahomes, we hit him, and we touched him a lot. And as we know from most quarterbacks, they don't like that. It throws off rhythm. And eventually someone's going to get hurt. Well, we're a copycat league. Somebody's going to watch what we did, which we didn't blitz. We just had good rushes. They don't have a great line. I mean, we do have a pretty solid defense, actually. We didn't blitz too often. We still got to Mahomes pretty often, and he did not have a great game. So I don't know, man. I just maybe they'll surprise me and turn it around in the second half of the season, but I'm 100% with you. They don't look the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to keep chugging along. I have no doubt.
They'll be there. I mean, they'll be right there.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I'm you, I'm a little worried about this division.
Oh, are you kidding? Forward. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to keep emotion out of it, obviously, as a fan. But I'll say this. You know, a lot of people are giving up on Locke, and I can see why. I mean, here's my opinion, though, is I don't think we fully know yet, but I can tell you the good and the bad that I see. The bad is I don't really care if he has bad games and we have losses. I just want to see some improvement here and there. And I really haven't seen that. Like he's regressing a little bit. And I'll give him a pass. You know, we didn't have an offseason fully. He was injured, whatever. But you're an NFL quarterback, right? So to me, it's a combination of Locke and, you know, possibly like our quarterback coach or whatever. I'm not blaming Shurmur. You know, he's not calling bad plays. There were open guys plenty last week. Locke just didn't hit them. So you can't put that on the coordinator. If Locke is not the guy, though, we're in trouble because, again, we're stuck in quarterback hell. You know, we're paying the price for whatever deal was made to get Manning and the run that we had there for a little bit. And it's not fun. And I am worried because Herbert looks legit. Carr's not bad. They're actually playing decent football. In my opinion, as weird as this is going to sound, I think their head coach holds them back. I think they're much more talented than their record reflects. And of course we have Mahomes. So, you know, fuck me, man. We need a quarterback.
Yeah. You in that division, you're going to need it. I mean, the Chargers, Herbert is legit.
Yes.
I mean, you just look at that team, and it's funny because of all the teams you think about being passionate and fiery, it's not the Chargers. We've joked, you know, especially you've joked for years, like they have no fans, it's just laid back, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
This team gets at it.
Yes.
And it's a whole different mentality now. And this, it just feels like a whole different team. And when you get him back there, and it's they're impressive.
I mean, props to Anthony Lynn, right? He's a good coach. Yep. And I think that he's, I know it's cliche as hell, but he's a leader of men. And you can see that.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Here's one thing that disturbs the shit out of me, right? Is if you look at stats or whatever, and you look at points against for the Broncos, we're actually second in our division with points against. Like, you know, we give up the second least amount in our division. But when you look at points for,
you shouldn't. Just don't.
I mean, the Chiefs are 102 points more than us right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's through six games.
Through six games. It's shameful.
Wow. Why can't you guys win at home? Just out of curiosity.
God damn. I don't know, man. I've got nothing, honestly. It used to be such an advantage. I don't know. I really don't have an answer. It's not a fun season to watch so far. I said it last week. I'm not mad or anything. I mean, I've pretty much accepted where we're at, but if we just continue showing like zero signs of improving anything, like I could handle us losing the rest of the games, but if it looks like we're at least starting to gel and learn some shit and whatever, I can handle that, right? Because it gives me a little optimism. Right now, I'm just like, fuck, let's just lose every game on purpose and go get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but don't you guys basically improve with health next year? I mean, just by default.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we definitely have some health issues, but I don't know, man. Everybody does. So let's look at this. Look at Carolina. Nobody's crying for them missing a guy like McCaffrey. Nobody's certainly going to cry for us, you know, missing a couple fucking receivers and linemen or something like that.
Yeah, and he's coming back. I think he's eligible this week.
I know.
So
I have
that team
fantasy.
Could get interesting real quick. You've been sitting there salivating, haven't you?
I have. I need him. I don't know. It's not a fun year for me.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're not that sorry.
But you know what's crazy about football? And this is what I don't... It's a weird dynamic as a fan, right? Because there were many years where the Steelers were the cream of the crop in the division, and you knew Cincy and Cleveland were just going to be the bottom. And the Ravens would be scraping by, trying to get to 8, 9, 10 wins, whatever, to get to the playoffs. And now there's a mentality around Baltimore of, okay, we were a record-breaking offense last year, made the playoffs as a number one seed. And it's like, if you're not winning pretty enough, it's not great.
Yeah.
So people are honestly concerned about this 5-1 football team because they've not been putting up the numbers that they did in a historic season.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I mean, to your point, here's the other weird thing about football is I very, you know, vividly remember 2011, you know, in the Tebow years. And then 2 years later in 2013, we have Manning and we're in the Super Bowl. So shit can turn around real quick. So it's got me, I don't feel like we're in like Cleveland territory or anything like that, but I don't know, man, we're pretty squarely in Giants territory. I know that.
Oh,
much.
God. No, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, it feels that way, dude. If you don't have a quarterback in this league, you're just not going to do it. And I desperately hope Locke is that guy, but I got to see more.
Well, look, I don't think Lawrence wants to go to New York. So if you guys have draft picks, just you got to make the call.
I mean, the guy looks like he's from Boulder. It's just, it's a natural
fit.
Perfect.
Yes. It is a marketing opportunity. Yeah. But yeah, the Jets aren't going to win a game. So I don't think you're going to get that one. I mean, there, one or two things are going to happen. I mean, the Jets are going to dump Darnold or they're going to just to get a bounty for Lawrence and build that team young. I mean, they'll blow it, right?
Oh yeah.
But still, I mean, it's crazy how bad they are.
So answer me this. If you're a bad team, do you pay that bounty?
I think it depends which bad team.
Okay. If you're us. If you're the Broncos, do you pay that bounty or do you ride it out with Locke and see what you got?
I mean, do you think you have enough firepower in other areas that you can not – I mean, you've got some high-paid top veterans, right? So how – it's got to make sense. You have, you know, you got a five-year window. Mm-hmm. So do you think you have that transition of enough talent, enough cost-effective talent to – I mean, you got to give up a lot. We're talking probably
– like the next three first-rounders?
Yeah, at least two or three first-rounders. I mean, you're crippling your team. So if you don't have the – if you're not a good free agent team, you can't do it.
I think we do because I think we have the young talent on offense. Like if we had a – if we had just like a middle of the road quarterback right now, I think that we would be fine. I think we would at least be 500. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. We got Judy. We have our receiving core is really young. A lot of them on their rookie deals. You know, it's hard to say because we do have our money tied up. I don't know. This is probably a topic for another time because I'm starting to question the people up top, not our coaches. I'm starting to question the people making the decisions. And I think lack of ownership is really starting to bite us in the ass. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird situation.
I hate it. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Bring this up some other time. All I'm going to say is I think as much as I love the man, number seven's going unchecked and it's not working.
Right. Okay. But we'll have our hypothetical Trevor Lawrence draft here soon.
Oh, I like it.
So, well, cool. Well, awesome, man. So NFL went long, but that's always a good thing for us. So, yeah. So that covers where we are so far. We're some hits, some misses. So I think we're almost done.
Yeah. I have to say one more thing. Even though you and me were in first place last time we talked in our fantasy league. We're in our respective divisions. I beat you that week, but we're both now 5-2 and in second place, both of us in our respective divisions.
Oh, samesies.
I know. So
we're still right there. Yeah, I had some ugly buys, but I got to play Mr. Pepper this week and he's the ripper of souls.
Yeah. He's putting up some points.
So he got Aaron and, yeah, and they're playing Minnesota, so that's not going to end well for me.
I'm playing Jake from State Farm, and
that's so great.
Who is like right below you, actually? So you need me to win. And shout out to our good friend Lambshot, the Key West Gravy Train, for being dead last in the league right now at 1-6.
Well done.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Gravy. You're kidding. So. All right, so just a reminder to everybody, Thanksgiving is coming, and we're still running a little contest. We want to see your hand-drawn turkeys, obscene or not. So please send those in to us at, and haha, I got it, WTF, at theoldmanly.com, or you can put them in Discord, wherever you want, email them, text them, we'll get them. But we want to see your creations. We'll probably wrap that up soon. We may have a little prize for someone. So, yeah. Send those in, please, and let us know. Please find us on social media. So I'm trying to have more of a presence on Facebook. So please, if you see posts from us, share them. Let's get the word out there. Start getting some more followers there. And, we're on more and more platforms now, which is great. So wherever you listen to us, please just give us a review. You can be honest. We can accept it. Just tell us how you feel. And, always give us a call, 720-443-3674, and we hope to see you guys on Discord. So, yeah, check us out. And I think over the next coming weeks, we're going to add some new features and switch this thing up and get crunk, as the kids say.
Oh, yeah.
Get jiggy with it.
Woo. I like it.
Ah, feel it.
Do kids still say that?
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. That's
hip. Gosh, you rad cats. So, all right, so until next time, thank you guys for listening. I'm Lee with my buddy Mike, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Old Man League. You somehow managed to endure this Mike and Lee dumpster fire. Kudos. Until next time, drink responsibly and don't touch the thermostat.